3 years after the great success of Haydn's 1798 work, The Creation, he premiered another large oratorio, this time celebrating nature throughout the year. As WRTI Susan Lewis reports, while it's not regularly performed today, The Seasons is still a tour de force with an enthusiastic following.
The oratorio begins with the end of winter and the arrival of spring. Philadelphia Orchestra music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin, who learned the piece when he was just 8 years old, finds the contrast between the two seasons so evocative.
It's more telling than anything else I know in music. We can so relate to how we feel the seasons year after year, from being chilled to finally feel the wind is softer on our skin.
Soloists represent three peasants. The chorus sometimes comments on the action. At other times, it becomes part of it. Joe Miller is the director of Philadelphia Symphonic Choir.
So, for instance, when the sun comes out for the first time, it's the chorus that comes in and really overwhelms the texture of the orchestra to give that brilliant image of the sun.
There's also a summer storm, an autumn harvest, and depictions of human seasonal celebrations, subjects not found in purely sacred oratorios.
The Seasons is somewhat sacred, but it also has a drinking scene and a love scene. The work in itself has a hard time fitting into a box. It's joyously complex.
And universal in showing the role of nature in our lives, from a scarlet sunrise to a run in the rain to that yearning for spring.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.